With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. is imposing a new blockade on ships going through the Strait of Hormuz. The president, meanwhile, says that Iran is ready to talk peace even after the failure to reach agreement over the weekend.
We've been called by the other side. They'd like to make a deal very badly, very badly.
As for his key demand for a peaceful end to the U.S.-Israeli attacks,
Iran will not have a nuclear weapon. And we agreed to a lot of things, but they didn't agree to that. And I think they will agree to it. I'm almost sure of it. In fact, I am sure of it. If they don't agree, there's no deal. There'll never be a deal.
And more on the brand new blockade from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
After ceasefire talks with Iran over the weekend ended without an agreement, President Trump said the U.S. Navy would enforce the blockade. According to U.S. Central Command, the blockade will involve all Iranian ports. However, ships traveling between non-Iranian ports could still use the Strait of Hormuz. The president wants to weaken Iran's key leverage in the war after demanding that it reopen the strait. Two Iranian news agencies reported that any military vessels in the strait would get a forceful response. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger getting fact-checked. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
Governor Spanberger has touted major new jobs and investments in her state, but critics quickly pointed out that the deals were negotiated and finalized under her predecessor, Republican Glenn Youngkin. The misstep comes as polling shows declining approval ratings for Spanberger just 90 days into her term.
Spanberger's approval rating is now 13 points below the average for early-term Virginia governors, with voter dissatisfaction numbers also on the rise. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is doing well. It's up about 200 points. This is SRN News. Americans are turning sour on Israel.
According to the latest numbers from the Pew Research Center, 60% of adults have a negative view of the Jewish state, up from 53% 1 year ago and up 20 points from 2022. Democrats are a lot more down on Israel than Republicans. 80% of Democrats have a negative view versus 41% of Republicans. Amongst religious groups in this country, white evangelicals and Jews have the most positive views of Israel. Michael Harrington reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, religion-based artificial intelligence market is expanding now, and that's affecting the way that some people deal with their own faith, including their personal worship. One of the more troubling offerings from some are concerned about is an AI Christ that offers prayer and words of encouragement for $2 a minute. As AI tools designed with religion in mind become common, many are reckoning with how those may not be helpful. This is SRN News. On the heels of that successful Artemis II lunar mission, NASA is already planning its next space venture.
Next year, Artemis III's yet-to-be-named crew will practice docking its capsule with a lunar lander in orbit around Earth. Then it will be on to Artemis IV's astronaut moon landing in 2028. NASA threw a Texas-sized welcome home party in Houston Saturday for the four Artemis II astronauts who flew around the moon last week. The three Americans and one Canadian returned to Earth Friday, closing out humanity's first lunar voyage in more than 50 years. Rich Thomason reporting.
Secretary of War Pete Hegseth has announced that U.S. military bases will no longer be designated as gun-free zones. That will allow service members to carry personal firearms on the base without offering a justifying reason. That has sparked some criticism from political figures and commentators. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.